This is such a great event. The NCAA has just gone right over the top putting on this event for women's rowing, and it's for the Huskies, it's a great honor to be here. But one of the dangerous parts about being here, there are a lot of good folks around here, and sometimes it's kind of shocking to sort of see where you fit into the food chain. And Stanford had such a tremendous varsity this year, and then their whole program rallied up at the end of the season, and they made a great show out of it. And to have Pac-10 schools finish first, second is great for the Pac-10 conference, but it's not so great if you keep getting banged over the head by them. And it was an uncomfortable day for me, and an uncomfortable day for the Huskies, because we're just not used to being the seventh best team in the country. But I have to say, to the credit of the event and the credit of all the other coaches and programs out there, women's rowing is getting to be a phenomenal sport in this country. And so that's where we are. We're the seventh best team, and our varsity and our four didn't make the grand final, which is regrettable. But I'll tell you what, I don't think it was because there were any Huskies here that weren't trying their hardest this weekend. Yeah, we've got to get better. We're losing five seniors from the whole group that we brought here out of the 25 athletes, and I'm sure that the nine freshmen were impressed by the event and impressed by the urgency of Washington Rowing being better, and so were the nine juniors that were here. And like I promised the kids today in our little debriefing after the races were over, I'll be thinking about today's results every single day until we get back here again in a year.